I'm Bill Byrne. I'm the chair of the committee. You are?
Lisa Schwartz.
Lisa Schwartz.
John Ona. Hi.
John. Judy Myers. Nice to meet you.
Hi, John Pest.
Hi, John.
Hi, Lisa. I'm Amelia.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Sit down, please.
Sorry for my informal attire, but I'm
it's okay.
20 minutes off the farm, and I'm going.
I was going to say, were you farming?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm expecting babies today. And
what? What?
Pass over the form.
What kind of babies?
Goat babies. Is this for me?
Yes.
I think your compatriots were in
Last week or the week before. Actually, and it's my error. I had you down on the 4th at 4, not the 3rd at 4, so it was totally my mess. And I was at a meeting later with Shirley, and she said, we missed you. And I went, where? She goes, the meeting. And I go, no, it's tomorrow. She goes, Lisa, don't insist. I was just at the meeting. It's my spring. That's what it's like.
Yes.
Let's see.
We're charging ahead to reconstituting the ACT board, and that would be obviously very important to us that we get new blood and revive the people who've been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So why in the world do you want to do this?
Well, I actually... because I got my arm twisted up by my
The
concept is really important to me. Serving on committees is always a challenge for me. But I'm a farmer, believe passionately in open space, and that farmland is a very viable form of open space in Westchester County, despite the fact that to some it sounds oxymoronic, but we're going to bring back farms. I live on the core house that I live on Harris Road in Bedford was an old estate that was a gentleman's farm 100 years ago. And I only found that out after farming it for a while, and some old-time residents coughed up some great historical documents, plats from the 1920s, and some data from the Guernsey Cow Journal that he had.
It was a dairy farm?
It was a dairy farm. It was actually a gentleman's farm, not quite a working farm, but it was part of that whole area that was heavily dairy farm as most recently as the 70s. Anyway, the fact that land preservation and conservation has always been near and dear to my heart and that of my husband's, and we brought one of the parcels that we've purchased adjoining to our home into a farm 8 years ago. I've been doing that ever since. It's a working model of sustainable farms in the suburbs, which also is oxymoronic when you say it sometimes.
It's not yet
completely sustainable, but we're getting there. We milk.
The acres,
well, so it's a little misleading. The acreage devoted to the farm is 15 acres on a tax parcel map. Mm-hmm. But what we cultivate in the way of produce is about a quarter of an acre, yet it feeds close to 120 families that can come for our co-op. And we use about 3 acres of that for livestock. And the rest of it is woodlands, wetlands, and
right.
So it's all
so
sort of
protected. So 3 acres are for the goats?
For the goats and some cows and some sheep. And we've got a little bit of everything, poultry. And we do extensive amounts of education for children, teaching them about where their food comes from, both produce and livestock. And we teach actually some cooking courses so that everything is derived from the farm. You know, what is in season, you learn how to reconnect with your food. And for me, it's an interesting, it's interesting for a lot of reasons, but as it relates to the ag board and the ag district, agribusiness is different in Westchester County than it is in upstate New York. And the commissioner recognizes that, and Bob Summers recognizes that. It's not just about, you know, lots of fields and one crop and mowing it down. It's about biodiversity. It's about bringing back species. It's about education and agritourism, in a sense. That might make a few hairs stand up because it's not traditional farming, but what underlies everything we do is very much traditional farming. So I have a small dairy plant, and we repurposed old buildings, didn't add any more impervious surface to what we've got. And the Ag and Markets came and certified me as a cheesemaker in 2005. And
your specialty is fromage de chèvre.
Yes. And I'm happy to say it has won some national awards. So.
Wow. Yeah. Where can we get it?
Yeah. Well, not down county so much. I mean, the
come
closest thing
down your farm?
Pleasantville Farmers Market starting in a couple of weeks.
Former mayor.
I started the farmer's
only
market.
There?
Right.
Only that farmer's market.
I'm so small that I just don't have.
Farmers.
Yeah, I just don't have enough cheese.
So do you have a Rainbow
Farm
stand at the Pleasantville Market?
It's called Rainbow Ridge.
I got to come down.
We have Coach comes to us.
Great.
Well,
And, you know, we're at Mount Kisco Seafood, and we're at a lot of the fine restaurants at Blue Hill, at Stone Barns, and Gramercy Tavern in the city. And we do a little bit of shipping. That sort of pushes me to my limit, and the thought of putting 3 miles on that cheese. But we're trying to build the farm into a brand, and so in order to do that, we've got to get out of our own backyard a little bit. So we're shipping as far as Washington, D.C. and Boston, sort of East Coast, because we hope that Rainbow Ridge will be a brand in its own right, and do some other things. We've written and published a book, and we hope to do some more media kinds of things. So, with the message all about reconnecting with food.
Are your crops a variety of vegetables?
Variety from A to Z. We, you know, and that's all sold on the farm to people who are members of our
co-op.
Oh, you're a co-op.
Yeah, more or less. It's sort of you buy a la carte. It's not a share type of thing, but you do sign up and join it. It creates an affinity for the customers to us and us to them. We're on the hook. It's a modified CSA of sorts. So we've been doing that for about 8 years. And before that, I had no farming in my background.
What did you
went to Wellesley. I don't think they taught farming.
What did you do?
You didn't have an agriculture school at Wellesley.
Nope.
What did you do?
I was a management consultant in my early career. My serious career, this is pretty serious, but my, you know, when something people could relate to, I was a management consultant. Then I got off and I took the mommy track, and I was at home with 2 kids, and I was a community volunteer and philanthropist and did a lot of not-for-profit work in the area of education and land conservation. Very active at the Westchester Land Trust. Mm-hmm. My husband and I donated the land that their new headquarters is on. You know, are committed to that.
What's your husband's name?
Mark Schwartz. Okay. And as I said, I was, I believe strongly that real agriculture, not faux agriculture, but real, meaningful, where you earn your money from making crops and raising livestock, is a very viable use of land to keep it in open space and in the right place in the county, under the right circumstances. It should be there and it should be protected.
What is You're Over the Rainbow, Living the Dream?
That's the book that we
wrote. That's a book? Mm-hmm. And it's 2003 to present.
I should have changed.
It came out in 2003.
I think that resume was before I actually put my glasses on and proved it. Right, it came out in 2009. The whole thing is wrong.
Oh, okay.
That'll teach you to use a format.
So that's what the floating author is there.
Yeah, that's what a format on Microsoft Word will do for you.
Right, exactly.
And it'll teach me to read it more carefully, sorry. it's the title of the book.
Right.
Which has also just won an award.
Really?
Yeah, the Independent Book Publishers Association just gave us an award in the home and garden category. We just won a first place, and we're going to...
Congratulations. Who did you publish it with?
We did it ourselves. We self-published.
Great.
Really?
Self-published. And who distributes?
We did that too.
You do your own fulfillment?
You are speaking to the girl who used to make her own clothes when she was little. So my sister and I, my sister's my partner in a lot of things that we do, and a third author wrote this, but we are about those homegrown... a bunch of girls as you'll ever meet. You know, we do everything. My sister did the photography. We hired a local person to do the design work. I wrote along with Judith, our third person, the prose as well as it's filled with recipes, all of which have goat cheese in it. No surprise.
Oh, and where can you buy this book?
You have a website or anything?
On our website, rainbowridge.com. I can give you my card.
This is turning into not just an interview.
Seriously, I'm a little embarrassed. I don't want to profit from
Since
this
you're
visit.
In Pleasantville, you want to put it in the Pleasantville bookstore.
It is in the Pleasantville bookstore. It is there.
Is it in Anderson's bookstore in Larchmont?
No, it's in Rye. That's for you.
Oh, okay. Where's it in Rye?
That right next to the library, there's a bookstore. I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
Yeah,
and a lot of the cheese shops that carry our cheese have it, and you know, like local places like Charles Department Store in Katona, and I'm trying to think where else.
This is so awesome.
Oh, you know what? I have something on the back of that.
Oh, sorry.
I'll give you another one.
Okay.
This is just terrible.
Is it a recipe?
No, it's not even anything good. I don't think. Like, not my bank code or anything. Yeah, that's one.
Clean.
That's clean. That's
awesome.
Okay, that's how many books I sold.
I would never have found Rainbow.
Yes, my mother-in-law's maiden name was spelled like that. And
B-E-A-U?
Yeah, the French way. But I wasn't really looking for points when I gave it that name. I think I just sort of came... I have a bunch of parcels, and my main house and this parcel where we're farming is sort of connected topographically by a ridge. Not really a ridge as we would think about it, but it is a ridge relative to everything else. And I was just playing around with names, and I think I said out loud, I'm trying to remember what that moment was like. And I think I said, you know, honey, what do you think about Rainbow Ridge? And I was like, wait a minute, Rainbow Ridge? Like Rainbow your mother? You know, so it sort of happened. And then it creates a great deal of confusion.
So her name was Rainbow?
Her name was Edith, Enid Rainbow.
That was her last name? Isn't that?
And then who knew 8 years ago when we named it Rainbow Ridge that it would be such a great title for a book, Over the Rainbow? You know. So.
And then the sequel can be
Beyond the Rainbow.
Beyond the Rainbow, or Pot of Gold at the End
into the Rainbow. There you go. I'll be calling you for a few more ideas. You can work on that.
Judy's between marketing trip.
Yeah, there you go.
And my husband is Schwartz.
Oh, that's so funny. So we've been busy doing a lot of things, and we have to do a lot of things because at the end of the day, you can't make money pulling lettuce out of the ground on a quarter of an acre of land. And my goal is to make this sustainable in every sense of the word. It is organic, smallo. We use all organic, you know, natural processes for everything we do. And we raise our, as I said, we raise our livestock, the goats for goat cheese. Some of the other livestock, the cows and the sheep, are there for really educational purposes. But we're not a not-for-profit. I don't want to spend my life begging people for money to pay for it. I want it, if it's a value, I want the community to pay for it. And we're getting close.
Have you got the kids working?
My children? My children are grown and off.
Oh, I see. So you two are on
even
the
more the reason why they should help.
Yeah. No, they should build their own lives with their own dreams.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is terrific. And really, thank you for doing this.
I just bought 2 tomato plants.
Good, very good. We call them we said one step at a time. You don't have to grab.
And I bought my basil. I put that in, and my rosemary.
Excellent. That's what you need. You need to start.
There's nothing better than going, and I'm doing it on the patio.
That's exactly what you do.
But going out
and picking your own tomato.
It's like, oh my God, I made this.
Yeah, it is extraordinary. That's exactly the feeling. And if you don't have it, if you don't know that, then our job is to teach you that.
Right. Well, that's terrific because it really
is. You have enough sun?
It's good.
We bring it in the winter and put it out in the summer.
What's that?
And you get figs?
Fig tree. Yeah, you can do that.
12, 13 figs on a tree.
Yeah. They actually say, I haven't tried this yet with mine, to bend them over
and bury it.
Did that once.
Did you? Didn't work out.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
So we just put it aside for the week. Yeah,
bury it. Put it in leaves and mulch it.
Yeah.
I have a Meyer lemon trees that I bring in each year too, and I get really nice lemons. And that's
and
a tree.
And they stay inside.
Yeah, if you have
in a sunroom.
Yeah, in a sunroom. If just for my winter months, and as soon as the frost has passed, like now, pretty soon, I'll put it out.
Okay.
They do like to attract those nasty little house fly-y things, like white flies, sticky things. It's not great to grow indoors if you don't have the proper ventilation.
Right.
Which most people you wouldn't have a fan running all the time in there. But the most extraordinary things, real lemons with soft skin, Meyer lemon are extraordinary.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not obviously waxed and full of all that nonsense that they put on in the stores. So it's really good.
Wow.
But I'm so happy to hear you're doing backyard patio gardening.
Yes.
You know, it's all.
Yes. Sure. And you know what? And I think I really think thanks to your friend, the woman from Austin, Miriam.
Miriam Haas.
She's Community Markets.
Yeah.
That has helped, I think, incredibly. I mean, not only has it provided a huge community gathering place at Metro North stations. But it's just, I think people are aware, oh my God, this is different from going to Stop and Shop and buying something that's covered in wax.
It's pretty extraordinary. In fact, Pleasantville is sort of, the community is sort of, I don't want to say taking it back, but taking more ownership this year of various events and things. They've asked us to come and, I mean, we are as a vendor, but they've asked us to come as a farm and, you know, lead some workshops and other things.
We did an event there once where I crushed grapes with my feet.
There you go. You'll see an apple.
Prospero. Prospero bought grapes.
That's a stitch.
For three years, we made wine in our basement, and all of it came from Prospero's, including the hardware and the rest of it. It was unreal how much work it was.
So that starts up in a few weeks, right?
I think
Memorial Day
weekend. Lucky me.
You want to be a farmer?
What's that?
Now you don't get to take a vacation.
You don't take a vacation. It's 7 days a week. It's relentless. It's exhausting. And help around here, it's very, very, it's very burdensome to try to farm here. We have to import our feed and our grain, you know, our hay. You know, we can't grow it in our backyard. I've got property up in Columbia County, but even there, it's a little hard to get the right person to hay it and bring it down here.
Sure.
And the feed, the grain is organic, and that doesn't get grown around here either. And the cost of labor to pay for a wage to do it right is very expensive. And workers' comp in the state is just...
Yes. This is for farm workers, like, right? It's very expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they try to put you in classification in order to, you know, and so they've got me with people with combines. I go, look, there's no machinery. This is going to lose their... We're milking goats.
Classifications,
you know,
are a problem.
And exactly. So I finally convinced them to get me NEC and then just, you know, give me a rate and do something. But it's still, it's so expensive.
Right.
It's just a killer. But
thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great. It's great to get the committee educated as well as.
Well, I'm glad. I'm really glad that we're back up on the teed up in the county.
Right. Well, we
were
we'll
a little worried that.
Yeah. Well, we were
the stepchild.
But it's moved along, and it's very important to a lot of us that this happens.
Well, we're appreciative of that.
A lot of friends, and we have. We're already moving this. We'll be moving this particular appointment, I suspect, at the next board meeting.
That's great. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for coming.
Yes.
If you need any help, you've got four friends right here.
Great. Well, I have your cards. So can I? Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, you mean like help on the farm?
No.
But that's fine, too. I just had a meeting. I have 10 people showed up at a meeting at 11 o'clock on a Sunday yesterday. Thank you, too, to offer to be volunteers on the farm.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
that's
thank
so
you
cool.
very much. Wow, these are fancy cards.
Cards.
Do you want to just make a note on that?
Oh, I know. I'm right across the hall.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So I think that, are we all caught up? Was I the straggler?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Everybody's caught up.
And I apologize again for messing up. I just...
Not at all. Not at all. You had
I mean, I was just blew right through it. In fact, today, I don't know what came up. Oh, I know. I saw Jan Blair was
Jan
here.
Blair,
yeah. She was at a class at the farm, and she said something, and I just looked at her and went, Kathy Borte, don't mess up. Thank you very much. And I was making cheese all day long, and I was so glad I saw that she was there. Because there are days I just don't even look at my calendar. I know Monday is back in the cheese house.
Have you read the Barbara Kingsolver?
Oh, sure. Book? Animal, Vegetable, and Miracle. Yeah. That's sort of our life. That's what, you know, when she came through and she saw people like, you know, Blue Hill and Joan Gussow across the river and everything, I was like, well, you didn't stop here. We've been doing it too. She wrote a very, very good book and made it very accessible to the broader public, and that. We have to bring attention to that.
Yeah.
You know, we're not purists in what we do, but we feel that we just have to help everybody make an incremental step. And the next challenge for us is not just, for me personally, not on the Ag Board, but in the county, is to try to figure out the issues of food justice, because I'm very fortunate. I live in a community where people can afford to pay what I ask for a piece of lettuce or a piece of cheese. And there are just too many people who can't afford it, and we have to figure something else out.
You know, I'm on the Board of Health, and we gave an award 2 years ago. Every year they give a public health award. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago it went to this church in Portchester, where the minister happens to own some farmland way up.
Mm-hmm.
And what they worked out was this whole deal where his parishioners would go up and pick, and then bring stuff down, and it was all done with, you know, you would... It was done through, like, a food bank, and to get fresh vegetables and fruit into the hands.
I remember in the early days of the Land Trust, when Louis McCagg was running it, we had community gardens happening.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And it was interesting because that was sort of off mission, as described by preserving open space, but it was very much mission, but it got lost in the shuffle. And there are a lot of opportunities where there's empty space, open lots. And, you know, if you know that somebody's going to develop it, but not for 5 years or so, why not see if you can't engage the community
and teach
the kids?
There's so many empty
spots. We have a farm at the prison.
Uh-huh.
You know that?
Which prison?
The Questions County Prison.
Not the one by me.
No, that's Bedford Hills. That's the state prison.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That's my neighbor.
Anyway, we've got to get you back to the...
Sorry, and you've got more people to talk to.
Well, you'll get some time away from the farm a little bit more.
actually, I have to...
Thank you very much for
coming.
We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'll look for you in the farmer's market.
I will
market.
Look for you as well. Thanks, Amelia.
Oh,
I'm glad it worked out.
You can buy some.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Cheese, I'm bringing
it
in next on Monday, yeah.
Because we have a coach, which...
Motion?
We have a couple of... So moved.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
We have a couple of cheese.
Excellent.
We just have coach.
Thank you very much, guys.
Are
we... What time is it? We're running a little late.
It's about
just at 4:30.
Okay, we're running...
Miss Roche coming in.
Interesting. We have a restaurant that's right across from the Metro North Station that buys its fish through the big purveyors.
Right.
And what he does is in the summer months... He sells at a table.
And Mr. Skull,
he buys extra.
And he comes out and sells it.
Because it's restaurant quality.
Right.
I don't know who he buys from, Rosely, or somebody.
We have two vacancies. Two vacancies, yeah. Three.
But who are they? One's a public member.
One is a public member,
and
one is a tenant member.
And we have
the
a third
public
candidate,
member,
though.
I know.
We have a third
She's
candidate.
A
yeah, we've got three candidates. The question is, we're going to sort through them.
Right.
That third candidate will not be here until June 7th.
But that's a public member or a tenant member or what?
She's a public member.
She will be public.
Okay.
Okay, there will be a problem because they need these things filled, right? And we still have to get the approval. If we recommend somebody, we have to get
Michael
approval.
Rosenblatt would really like us to fill these.
Well,
so,
the problem,
we need to move this along.
The only thing, I can talk to you about, she's no problem. I can talk to you about that other member if you want.
Well, we can do that, I think, offline here right now.
So let's bring in Ms. Rowe.
Hi.
Hi.
How
are
you?
Hi.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Bill.
Committee Chairman Bill Burton.
John Testa.
Nice to meet you.
Tom, I'll hang up for a couple of minutes.
You'll sit in
somewhere else.
Right.
Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Please sign in here. And we have a traditional question which we ask after you sign in.
Okay.
And the...
It's a $64 question.
No, it's a very simple question, but it has a complex answer. The
what
question
would anybody
is,
in their right mind?
Yes, you guessed it.
Now you got it. Prefigured. Why in the world do you want to be doing this? But it's actually a good question.
It's a very good question.
And the answer is?
Do I initial myself?
No.
Okay. I also brought, everybody's got what I submitted.
Your background. Yes.
Yes. Your bio. That's your bio.
With
your impressive resume.
Oh, thank you.
Did you work with a guy named Tim O'Connor?
Tim and I are very close because Tim's on the admissions committee at Regis.
And I went to Regis.
And I
classmates at Regis.
Oh, were you classmates?
And good friends,
as soon as, when I was getting ready for this saw you on the committee, I made a note to myself to
Yeah, in fact, we just saw each other at a Mercy, the Mercy Center in the Bronx. Uh-huh. That he's on the board, I think.
I don't know.
Or maybe his wife Peggy's on the board.
Yeah.
We were there about a month ago at an event at the Boathouse.
My stepson took in his brother-in-law after Katrina, and I think he was the first lateral into Regis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he was a Jesuit in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And So I know a bit about Regis. The answer to your question is I've been very active since I was living in New York City. I was in a rent-stabilized building, and I kind of inherited... there was an older woman who's a very dear friend of mine, and I kind of inherited what she was doing. And she moved down to New Orleans and just got involved just by being a tenant, actually, not really because I was a lawyer. But because I was a lawyer, and we used Himmelstein McConnell, and I worked with them, and basically I took it over to keep the fees down and just got really involved, you know, as a tenant. I'm in private practice right now, and then when I moved to Westchester, I was in the building that Jay Shapiro, I am in the building that Jay Shapiro, who's the vacated member, was in, it did not realize it was a rent-stabilized building when I moved into it. And don't think the other tenants knew it either. But worked with them on an MCI, did all the briefing, etc. So, I mean, I have been involved in tenants' rights for many years.
And what was the MCI application?
In our building in Hastings.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Major capital improvement.
Oh, major capital.
Right. They did a major capital improvement and we
got
applied
it.
To right for something that wasn't actually a building wide improvement. So we took it through several appeals and saved
that was
tenants.
One of the source of income law questions.
Yeah.
To end my answer. So when Jay left, Barbara, his wife, who worked with me, and doing this appeal, I asked if I would be interested in doing it. I had never thought about it before.
Right.
you know. And so, you know, I thought, yes, I would be interested in
doing that. So you do a lot of pro bono work in the attendance area. Is that part of your practice as well, your paid practice, or most of it's pro bono?
Part of my practice, actually, I just should explain. I was the general counsel of an American Express subsidiary that ended up getting sold immediately after Katrina, which is where my family is. So I basically took a few years off to take care of family and do some things, and then just have been consulting since then, waiting for the economy to improve. You and I probably shouldn't even talk. And so in the course of that, just people who knew me and people referred me to help people negotiate their buyouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so have you followed what the Rent Guidelines Board does?
Well, I follow it as a tenant every year. Right. I somewhat know the drill, and I do. And I think one of the reasons that Jay and Barbara were interested in me doing this is because of my accounting background. Mm-hmm. I would have some facility with the landlord numbers that get submitted and trying to analyze.
What is your accounting background?
So I was general counsel of assistant general counsel to accounting.
Oh, I see. Okay, so
I'm familiar.
Okay. You weren't just an attorney with them. You were actually with Deloitte as an accountant.
What's the other one besides Deloitte?
No, I was their attorney, but in doing that, I've been doing that for 25 years. I obviously understand.
Okay.
Litigate a lot of the issues. So.
I see.
Janet,
okay.
What was the other one besides Deloitte?
American Express Tax and Business Services was an accounting firm.
We didn't get that one. Is that another page?
You didn't get my...
we don't have the first page of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what happens. That's
here you go, and I'm glad I made some
points. Yeah, there's a missing page.
Okay, that's okay. That makes
sense. That has your consulting firm now, too, right?
Got it. Right.
But there are occasionally firefights on this board.
No, I know that from following it in the press, but I certainly know in New York City, and I know Hamilton McConnell's got a lawyer that's on the New York Rent Guidelines. Mm-hmm. So I'm familiar with it.
So long as you know what you're getting into.
Are there any other lawyers on that board now?
Not to my knowledge, but I could be wrong.
I don't think so.
That's why Genevieve would be a good addition.
Mm-hmm. Look, it's...
I know I've only lived in Westchester since 2004, but I know in New York we followed it. But are the meetings as volatile as they are in New York City?
They have two aspects to it. One is they can be volatile, but secondly, they're short. It's a very narrow season.
I don't think they're as volatile as New York City.
They don't have hundreds of people coming out and screaming epithets and waving nooses and things like that, but there are people who get upset. John's chaired the legislation committee where people have come out to talk about the source of income law, and they've been heated exchanges on the floor of the Board of Legislators where we had 40 people come and denounce us, pretty much evenly straight up, denounce us and pat us on the back. It's a process. You have to have a little bit of thick skin, but it's not impossible. And it does end. There's a season to it. And then you're over. But there is the analysis, and that's really good that you've got the background on for the analytical stuff to really be able to run the numbers.
Well, I think both. I mean, I've got a accounting background, and I've done tenants' rights, for the rent stuff, but I mean, I'm familiar with the HCR, and I'm familiar with...
Okay. Thank you. Is there anything you want to ask us? Same question. Why are we here? Why are we doing this?
Gluttons for punishment.
Well, I mean, is there, I guess, John can appreciate this, you know, as an attorney, is there time to, I mean, this is in like 2 weeks, right?
Right.
This starts? I mean, is there time to get the materials and evaluate
Who administers the board? I don't even know. Who administers the board as far as getting, you know,
It's self-administering. They basically gather it all themselves. There is no staff. It's not a staffed operation. That's what's different than from New York.
Hmm.
And yet the analysis has to be the same. So
if I do this, I presume someone will get in touch with me.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
What happens is if we as a board of legislators appoint you, we really don't appoint you, we recommend you, DHCR then has to approve your credentials for the slot. In this case, you would be going in as a tenant slot. Assuming that they did that, then they would send you a letter, and then you would go. But you would obviously want to make time for the meetings as soon as you can. We have two slots. We have one for a public member and one for a...
Yeah, but the total committee is two tenants
members.
Right,
right.
And then the public. So, all right, you have a worthy advocate here in the legislature.
That was quick.
Well, Tom, you know, we had these things done here.
Yeah.
So, all right, anything else you think and think of for us?
No.
Okay.
No,
thank you very much for coming.
Very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Who was the counsel of American Express that when we were there, the general counsel? Was
Louise.
Woman, Louise
Parent.
Right.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Genevieve, nice to meet you.
I'll walk out with you. It's easier when I wasn't here.
That's right. If you were here, Tom, it would have been much more difficult.
And
you have interrupted us all.
What is the DHCR?
Department of Community Housing, and I don't know what R is.
What is DHCR?
Department of Housing and Community.
DHC, Community Rehabilitation.
Redevelopment.
Redevelopment.
Yeah. And it's a
state agency. And that's the agency that gives out the tax credits.
Housing and community.
They give out the tax credits.
Restoration or renewal or redevelopment or something.
For non-profit for affordable housing, they give out the tax credits.
Renewal.
This is, these appointments, just for John Testa's information, although John, none has been here as well, these things can get somewhat controversial on the board. And last year we had a big fight.
I know, I was there for that
Over a public member appointment.
Really?
Because
I know. You're shocked.
Tom was trying to appoint a public member who was a tenants advocate lawyer. I mean, it just, the guy had all these articles he wrote, pro-tenant articles, and a public member is not supposed to be pro one side or the other.
Which it says in this, right here.
So, in this instance, we're looking for a tenant member.
That was
she would be slotted for the tenant member.
The next person is going to be for the public.
Well, it's not going to be the public. The only other spot is if we approve her, then we would have only the empty spot there. Whether Mr. Stolke suits, we have to decide.
Right, but he's here
for the public member. Right, and so I think it's a little bit easier. It's a little bit easier to drill.
We don't have a resume for Goody, do we?
So we have.
This is it.
This letter.
Yep. All we got. So, may I ask, do we have a consensus here that we would support the...
Yes, I will make a motion.
Does anyone know the... second.
Okay. Any comments by anybody? You want to take a point?
Yeah.
All right, may I have a vote? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And, okay, the four affirmative votes.
The next person coming in is the exalted...
So let's give her a jingle.
Is the exalted ruler of the Portchester Elks Lodge.
Do we have to say...
Well, that means I vote for it.
Do you know the secret handshake?
I'm an elk.
You have to do the secret handshake.
No, not me, not in public. Only inside the lodge, right, John?
Best people on earth, huh?
That's right.
No, that was the best stuff on earth, and that
The Benevolent Protective Order of the Elks also said
really
that they...
The best people
on earth?
You
can't shake outside for real.
We can't do anything outside.
That meant best people on earth.
Not as bad as the Masons.
We don't have the Elks in Pleasantville.
Oh, God, we've got
so many
Elks.
Well, the lodges have been disappearing left, right, and center, but you can still belong. You can still be an elk. We're near a lodge. It's not like communion or something.
Elks.
I didn't know there were black elk.
You have a lodge in Peekskill?
Yes, we do.
We had one until about 4 years ago in Austin. It's now a tenant of the Boost Lodge.
I have a beautiful building in Peekskill.
Yeah?
Very nice.
The one I went to was my father's lodge.
Does it still have an elk on the roof?
They have a nice
elk lodge.
You go to the meeting room, all the top. It's beautifully done.
Oh, yeah. I remember going to a wedding once.
My grandfather was the first Italian allowed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They didn't like Italians?
The turn of the century.
I have several postcards at the lodge.
Bring Goody in.
He's coming down.
But they're having a hard time
getting members.
Raising the money. They're not tax exempt.
When we gave up our lodge, yes, that's right, they're not tax exempt. Lodge, it killed the membership. Just killed it. We went from over 100 to about 25.
And not being tax exempt makes it hard to get any breaks on assessment.
Makes it impossible to get breaks. I'm single-handedly the guy who's responsible for screwing the lodge out of about $30,000 a year for an improvement that's never been put on the books since the 70s. They named the first five days of the month every month for me because it was just the increased tax bill.
But he wanted to address the caucus.
Is he here about the DA's thing?
No, he's not, apparently. I thought so, too. Apparently not.
There's something new?
Not that I know.
Okay. No. No. Are you getting pressure?
Me?
Yeah.
Haven't gotten a call at all.
Chief of police.
Everybody on the street I talk to is just hanged up.
Oh, screw in terms
that.
Of the public, you mean?
Yeah. Emails.
Oh, yeah, they're like,
everybody's saying.
Absolutely.
Do it.
Stay tough.
Yep.
She's not looking good.
No, she thinks she's going to get public opinion on her side.
No,
I think
she's
very
looking, upset. She's looking bad.
And I don't know why.
You don't know why she's doing this? Yeah. Well, I think she's really worried about losing her people.
But she's got people. She's got a bench.
I think she's trying to protect her inner circle.
Hey, they get 40 extra thousand if they leave now.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, but you know what Mike did with
come on
you did the math after taxes? It's not so great. Hello.
How are you, sir?
Hi. That's how you look at.
Good to see
you. Nice to meet you, John Owen.
Hi. Judy Myers, yeah. Nice to meet you.
Chairman Bill Burton.
Hi.
John Testa.
Here's a seat. Have a seat.
Okay.
Skalky, if you could give us your name and address, we'd appreciate it. Test and I would like to explain our particular relationship with you and why we feel somewhat drawn. We are both members of our respective Elks Lodges. He in Peekskill and I in Austin.
Okay.
So we're predisposed to you, which leads then to the official question. Why in the hell do you want to do this?
Well, to be honest, I've been at this for 5 years.
Huh?
And in fact, I believe it's about a little over 5 years now, and then I saw it again Christmas time. And I even also put in for the parole board. They were both together. But I've been dealing with the public for a good 25 years in Port Chester. I've been chairman and co-chairman of the Planning Commission and the Zoning Board. And the last big thing about 20 years ago, Port Chester redid their charter. And I was chairman. It took us 2 years to redo it, and they're in a process of doing it now. I've also served every mayor since 1978 until this last mayor that we have. It was just that I was a little indisposed and I couldn't see eye to eye with some of his views, so I decided just to work myself. This past 6 months, I live in a co-op. Are you familiar with Port Chester at all?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I live on King Street, and where King Street, Haskell Avenue, and Panino Street merge, we didn't even have a light there. I had a first a caution light, and then we have a. I worked with the chief of police of Port Chester in the county, and we now have a red light there. And this dangerous crossing, within the last 5 months, I had them put the lights where the people can cross the street. I've lived in the co-op for the last 55 years. In fact, I was on the commission to approve it. And I also own homes. But my expertise is, I feel, is dealing with public. I can say without any shame that anyone that appeared before any of the boards that I was on, that we handled everything in a good manner, and there were important things. We had to make certain streets one way, and some streets no trucking at all, and it took big decisions to satisfy everybody. And the biggest thing that we have that I see is where I've been one for green. In other words, I believed in screening and allowing sometimes extra considerations for the builder, providing they gave us some shrubbery and room for recreation. And lately, everything seems to be blacktopping. There's everyone, I'm a firm believer in the single residential home, and what's happening is in Porchester are these people buying homes and stuff, they make it into actually junkyards. There's trucks, there's debris, and I am also a strict interpreter for the whatever zoning, especially the single-family residential.
Now, you say you own a couple of homes, a couple of buildings, or single-family houses?
I had a home in Florida, and where I live in Porchester, and I got older, and I sold it and moved into the co-op.
So you do not own rental property?
Oh, no. I owned them and lived in them.
Oh, I see. They were your own residences.
Right. And okay. I've been over 20 years affiliated with the board of directors of the co-op in Porchester, Longview Terrace.
Have you been an officer there?
Oh, president, everything. And again, the thing is to get people to work. And it's hard, and it's someone has to do it. And it's you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. But decisions are made fair and square, and I believe in. I've had meetings where we gave reasons why we did it or why we couldn't do it. And I just believe if it's good, I'm for it. And if it's not to my liking, but I like to get everything in front and digest it and cover it and then make my decision.
You don't feel, or do you feel, that you might be subject to pressure from your cooperators if you were to be on this rent guidelines board?
I think you'd have to expect it. But
oh,
I think
why would a co-op?
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I could handle it. In fact, I have, and, you know, maybe some decisions weren't right to certain people, but to the, I give a little preference to those that have lived there for a longer period of time, but at the same time, new people come in and they're willing to serve, and you listen to them. Our charter calls for a minimum, a maximum of 7 members, but there are times where we add more, but the ones that we add go on with a non-vote. In other words, there are people that come and have good ideas, and sometimes it is our election time is, I think it's now the second Tuesday of each year is where we have the general meeting where everything is open for re-election, and we started, instead of having 7 at one time, we do it 2, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. And there are times, in fact, the last three or four years, we didn't even get a quorum. Where before, we had to hire a place. There's people just don't want to participate. And what happens by bylaws, you can't pass anything.
Is subletting allowed in your company?
Only to a point where it doesn't interfere with, I believe you're allowed 5%. We do not go beyond that. In fact, for a long time, we didn't allow any. But in fact, as of now, I think there's only about two. And what we do is we give them a two-year and then with an option for two more. But at the same time, the option for two more only goes if there aren't any more people requesting it. They go on a list.
Okay.
And it's, first come, first serve. But I don't myself go for sublet. Only for the reason, in our case, where when we first opened, the sponsor had quite a few people on his, and we happened to be near all the big IBM and American Can when they were around, all these big corporations, and they all wanted to buy two or three units. In fact, our the original sponsor had it where he made it where he could have some of the wealthy people have servants, made special people, and they wanted it where they could live there and not be shareholders. And we didn't allow that.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Yeah. The law for this guidelines board requires that people have 5 years of experience in either finance, economics, or housing. Now, you were president of the board, so it looks like housing is there. So how many years were you president of the co-op board?
Off and on, I'd say 5 or 6 years, but I had other offices as well. I served as secretary, served as a regular board member.
Okay.
I usually handle the garage and the admissions.
Okay. And your letter really does a nice job outlining all your public service activity. What did you do for a living?
Well, I originally was in the scrap business with my father. Hmm. And then I owned a liquor store. Hmm. And then we were on the border of New York and Connecticut.
Yeah.
And I was in Connecticut. So I was allowed to have it, but then they passed a law where Connecticut had the edge on the alcohol tax, so we could sell cheaper than New York. And then when they evened it up, I decided to go out, and I was hired by the Shenley Distributors, and I was a marketing director for them for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And then I retired from them, and I worked for this company in New Rochelle, Auto Sunroof, that they do aftermarket work on cars, the sunroofs, leather add-ons, and I contacted General Motors and Ford, and we became what they call drop shippers for them, and we did work for General Motors and Ford, adding on factory work, but not done at their work. They trained our people, and we did the work for them.
Got anything else?
No.
Ms. Blair.
No, this is quite an accomplished career and quite an accomplished resume.
Well, I feel I've never was fired. I don't think the shortest span was maybe 10 years at a place.
Wow.
Wow. All right, what happens is if you are voted in by the Board of Legislators, your appointment would go before the Department of Housing and Community Renewal in Albany for approval. based on a resume that you would send. And I'm going to ask Amelia to work with you to prepare a resume that would be comprehensible by them.
Right.
I can't tell you for sure that you're going to be appointed, but I think we have to put this in place at this point.
I'd be interested in the public part, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what you certainly are suited for that. I think John's made the point very clearly that this is exactly
I'd be glad to meet anytime you want.
Yeah. Great. Well, you've got friends here because anybody who wants to do this is certainly somebody we admire.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, that's what we were saying about the last couple of appointments, too.
And that's what we all say about ourselves. So.
Thank you very much for coming by. Yeah,
thank you very much, Mr. Scott.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just got over pneumonia, so a little while.
Good for you.
Oh, dear.
Thank you.
Stay well.
We hate to lose you. This is still a public meeting, and we're still being recorded. Does anybody have anything they would like to move at this point?
Sweet guy.
Yeah. I will. Do we want to?
I'm asking for a consensus here.
I'll make the motion.
You feel that
there
it would
is
be appropriate,
one other
Nancy?
Person who wants to be interviewed
for this public position. I think we should wait and interview
the
second person.
And who is that person?
Yeah, I know, because you came in
and then make a decision.
Who is that person?
It's a Ruben. I know her quite well. Elsa Porter Ruben. She lives in my district. She is the head of the Mamaroneck Village Democrats. Her background is completely finance. What else do I know about her? She went to Colombia. She's originally from Honduras, I think. Where's Jose from?
Honduras.
Yeah, and she is too.
How does she fit the 5-year criteria for being involved in the housing industry?
I don't know at all, because as long as I've known her, she and her husband have lived in a house.
Okay, I'd like to do
well,
this.
Well, she
then.
Might have experience in one of the other.
But she's a recommendation from Tommy.
Tom plays tennis with her husband.
Economics and finance. Maybe she's got that background.
She does. I know she interviewed.
Would
she was
be,
up
well,
when they were looking
you know,
for
he's
a finance
just about
person.
There, too. I mean, his experience is on a co-op board. So much, you know, it's barely qualified. I mean, it's not like
yeah.
really.
We're under a lot of pressure to come up with nominees to fill this board up so that they can go through this whole process of setting the new rent guidelines for the next year. To the extent that she is not available till mid-June?
June
7th.
She can't come in for an interview before June 7th?
She's on vacation.
I bet she's gone to Honduras.
I think she left this week.
They bought property.
I would like to ask you to approve Mr. Skalke so that we have somebody in our pocket should DHCR say, you've got to move, you've got to move, you've got
to
move.
Well, you've talked to DCHR, right? What do they say? How much time do we have?
Michael said he'll work, like he said, he'll work with us as soon as we get two recommendations. Michael Rosenblatt.
He's the guy.
What we can do is I can email him the approvals, the letters of approval. Probably if you do this
Monday
the 24th.
Monday the 24th, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm saying that's what I.
If we decided to proceed without interviewing
Elsa. The recommendation, right. As soon as we make the recommendation, I have to send the resolution to Michael, which therefore he would send it to the state for approval immediately.
And their turnaround is?
Immediately.
Well, this is.
Because I believe their next meeting is either the 9th or the
15th,
something like that.
Yeah, but it's going to be tough to, I mean. Even if you were to Skype your way in here, we could conceivably set up
Listen to what Rosenblatt says. I'm sorry if this sounds like a broken record, Amelia, but I need to mention once again that for quite some time, Westchester Rent Board's ranks have been thinned by both the public and the tenants. I noted previously the enactment of a new guideline, which requires at least 5 votes for 10-1-10 to 9-30-11, could be in jeopardy. Indeed, even if 2 new members were offered by the legislature to the Housing Committee for immediate appointment, bringing new members up to speed in time for this year's vote schedule less than 5 weeks from now on 6/15/10.
No, 15.
Ooh, that would give her 1 week.
Will pose a problem. Not insurmountable, but nevertheless a problem. So, you know, they got to be brought up to speed in time for a June 15 vote, which is less than a month away. When would we appoint her? If she can't come into a meeting till June 7th? She can't be, June 7th or Monday? We can't get her on for Monday night.
Right.
So I think
we can't make
out.
That. I think so too.
So I second John's motion.
Yeah.
I think this is
all right.
I will too.
Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, so.
Okay. Thank
this
you.
This is sort of funny.
Mr.
You were just doing this.
Skulky and
Marty.
Ms. Roach.
He's bailing us out here, Mr. Skulky.
He's
a level-headed guy.
You know,
he's,
I bet he adds a lot. Right, he's
a
person.
Can you turn this off so we can...
He's got the zoning board. Yeah.